And a good afternoon, and an American billionaire set to take over Arsenal.
Yeah, huge breaking news coming out of the Premier League this morning, Ollie. This is very, very interesting. Arsenal being valued at somewhere in the region of $3.5 billion. Stan Kroenke now has control of the club. So he was one of the major shareholders. It's been quite fractured and fractious as well. The owners, you know, all these different multi-millionaire shareholders involved in Arsenal. Kroenke always wanted to buy the whole thing. Usmanov, the Ukrainian-Russian who owned another huge chunk of Arsenal, he also wanted to buy it. Neither of them would give an inch. And I think, you know, relations between the UK and Russia and Russian investment pulling out with London, basically Usmanov is selling up. Kroenke's getting the whole lot. $3.5 billion Arsenal is valued at. So huge change going on at the Emirates. Arsenal have a new manager, they'll have new players, and now they have one owner. I guess it's for the good of the club. Let's see if he puts more investment in. But huge, huge breaking news. Arsenal valued somewhere in the region of $3.5 billion.
Yeah, huge news indeed. Now, there's been deaths and injuries in an Italian motorway fireball.
Yeah, you'll see some of the footage on the evening news. It is terrible, really. The Italian police have released images from one of their motorway station cameras. Two dead, 56 injured. One lorry has crashed into another. One of them was carrying some sort of liquefied petroleum. And the end result is like a massive fireball. And some of the first responders were amongst those most badly injured. And 56 people in hospital this morning near Bologna. And two fatalities. Absolutely terrible.
Yeah, terrible indeed. Now, Theresa May, Prime Minister, is heading to Scotland for talks with Nicola Sturgeon. Should be a showdown.
Yeah, you could probably cut the atmosphere with a very blunt knife this morning. A couple of hours' time, the Prime Minister, Theresa May, will give a speech in Edinburgh where she will say that Britain will have a brighter future outside of the European Union. Nicola Sturgeon, First Minister of Scotland, she does not believe that. She wants the UK to remain in Europe. Of course, Scotland overwhelmingly voted to stay in the European Union. Sturgeon wants to honour that and to keep Scotland in Europe. It's really, you know, a rock and a hard place. Theresa May has no wiggle room whatsoever. They're all fighting, they're all falling out, and Brexit is just trundling along every single day with no sign of an agreement, and we're getting ever so close to March and Britain falling out without any deal.
Yeah, tough times ahead, Andy. You enjoy your day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. We'll hear you with Millsy and Baz on Brekkie. It is now 4 to 5.